Welcome back. You're listening to Eye on the Outdoors, award-winning radio show.
His heart seeing foreign cars filled with fuel, it isn't ours. And wearing cotton we didn't grow. He's got the red, white, blue, blind hound on the farm. Silver pride tattooed on his left arm. Spent a little more in the store for a tag in the back and says, USA. He won't find nothing that he can't fix. With WD-40 and a Craftsman wrench, he ain't printed dirt.
Indeed, boys and girls. Little Toby Keith. So glad to be able to play that song. God bless America.
Welcome back.
Thanks for riding through the break. Your host, Ray Ive.
It'll be time for a little story time. And before we get into story time, I am one of 35 million hunters and target shooters who shot no one yesterday. I am part of a great American tradition. I'm a conservationist. It's something everybody needs to realize. Excise taxes on firearms and ammunition purchases combined with purchases of hunting license contribute more than $1 billion annually to wildlife conservation and firearm safety education. Next time somebody says you shouldn't hunt and shouldn't shoot at an animal, and ask them what they've done for conservation of wildlife lately.
Nothing like the sound when the day breaks. Me and Daddy in the woods on a Saturday. See, his granddaddy hunted these hills, and I hope someday my kids will. He said, do me a favor before I'm gone. Love this land, pass it on.
All right, let's get into this little bit of story time. So here we go. Be careful out there. See you next week.
Okay, boys and girls, it's story time with your Uncle Ray.
After watching a national news story on the television about Christmas Day underwear bomber, and then another news report pertaining to a lost hunter in a wilderness clearing waving his tidy whities on the end of a stick so a helicopter rescuers could find him, it suddenly became apparent to me. Underwear is a subject rarely discussed openly in the public, but yet underwear is a major part of our lives, and certainly a major part of hunting. Then I realized I've never seen much of anything about underwear in outdoor magazine articles. I've certainly never seen underwear presented in a live seminar or as part of the storyline or product review during outdoor television shows. So maybe now's the time to bring underwear to the forefront and out to the hunting public. During my extensive travels, I decided to interview hunters everywhere all across the country about types and colors of underwear they utilize. This could be a story in itself. Our hunting world has its share of different types of underwear. And as any guide, outfitter, or hunter anywhere can tell you, long underwear has a long, rich, and unique history in the world of hunting camps. In the world of long johns, they're available in all types of colors, materials, and designs hunters utilize in various hunting conditions. There are so many multiple applications dependent on weather, part of the world, and terrain. Long underwear could exist as a huge book just on its own. In the early days, red long johns had a butt flap. The white cotton long johns made everyone look like a plucked chicken. Today's assortment of moisture control, breathable, scent-free, charcoal, scent-locked, scent-killer, scent-shield, and the latest Tech 4 Silver scent control technology, all in a variety of colors and a wide range of camouflage. What seems kind of weird as underwear is worn under clothing. I remember many years ago, before the camo explosion of the day, while attending a Turkey Federation fundraising banquet, the master of ceremonies, as a joke and because unheard of the time, asked the audience if anyone was wearing any camo underwear. And with a loud voice, Ben Rogers Lee responded, "Does three brown spots count?" With extensive interviews and a lot of research, I assure you responses widely varied, especially when talking about real underwear, tighty-whities, boxers, and bikini-type underwear. I have seen them all in hunting camps, including a couple of rare sightings of a leopard thong and a heart-covered thong. If it was a joke, it wasn't funny, and it certainly wasn't very pretty. From all across the country, I also received a few as follows. I don't wear any underwear when hunting. I enjoy the freedom. I don't wear any. I hunt naked. Dirty, or maybe even, I wear lace. Why do you ask? A few stranger ones I recall hunters telling me are, these are my special lucky underwear. They've never been washed. And one of my favorites, my hunting underwear has more skid marks than Indy 500 racetrack. There's an additional story angle on underwear that I know has never been published. The sheer number of cut-off, disregarded styles, colors, and sizes of underwear throughout the landscape of this country from hunters that find themselves without any bum wipe. An article discussing technique, fastest method, type of knife, and unique and interesting places cut-off underwear has remained is a story within itself. There is also an underwear story that is legendary, a story that strikes fear within the ranks of many hunters. No one knows for sure if this story is true, but it continues to circulate each and every hunting season. The story goes that a deer hunter returns from several weeks from hunting camp, hundreds of miles from home. His wife asks him how his hunt went and if he had a great time. He tells her it was a great trip, but complains that she didn't pack him any underwear for the trip. He went through all of his gear, suitcase, bags, truck, no underwear. With crossed arms and a cold response, that's interesting, because I packed weeks worth of underwear inside your gun case. A few years ago at my campouts during a media hunt, this guy is wearing women's underwear walking down the hall in the morning to the bathroom right in front of everyone having coffee. So I pull him aside and ask him why he's wearing women's underwear in camp. He tells me he's wearing his girlfriend's underwear to stay close to her while apart from her on a hunting trip. I immediately pull him out of camp and put him in a motel away from the rest of the camp. And then there's hunter's underwear, in my opinion, the nastiest type. I know without a doubt during luggage search in airports that many of my problems, delays, and interrogations are the direct result of security people experiencing my month-old dirty hunting underwear. I have even witnessed drug-sniffing dogs whimper and cower from sniffing my camo bags. With weeks of hunting, traveling from camp to camp without any chance of washing clothes, I got to tell you, one of the best gifts I ever received was a brand new pack of clean underwear. And I must say, one of my all-time favorite underwear stories is from my old buddy Pat, who was famous in camp for having the nastiest, dirtiest, too small, oldest, and holiest underwear ever owned by man. Pat's faded, holy underwear is affectionately named the Holy Grail. Pat said many times that they were his Sunday go-to-meeting underwear because they were so holy. But one of the things that make Pat's underwear even more unique, the holes are not from wear, but mouse-chewed holes. But one of the best all-time classic underwear stories ever is from a few short years ago during a spring media turkey hunt. This big-time outdoor name guy was scheduled to meet us at our camp at the gate at the hunting area, 4 a.m. He arrives 45 minutes late, smells like a tavern, cigarette smoke, and cheap perfume, apparently from being up all night with nonstop partying. As we walk down the logging road, I carry his gun as he stumbles behind me, all the while complaining how he just cannot breathe and how his underwear is killing him. He's laboring to breathe and walking with difficulty, so I stop at the second gate, turn on a bright light. He pulls down his camo pants, and I find he has his underwear on backwards and has both legs down through one leg hole in his underwear. I never did ask how or why he accomplished that amazing feat. Underwear is something that's a major part of hunting, and I believe until now, no one was willing to talk about it. So whether your underwear is covered with a pattern of hearts or maybe Mickey Mouse or SpongeBob SquarePants, it's important during your hunting trip to utilize whatever type works best for you, as with any type of hunting equipment. And that's story time this week with your Uncle Ray.
Thanks for joining us. Or Eye on the Outdoors, award-winning radio show.
Brought to you by Mossberg Quality Firearms, built rugged, proudly American. Indian Creek Shooting Systems, quality waterfowl and turkey choke tubes.
Dove Creek Wagyu Cattle Company, home of the best damn beef jerky. Go to DoveCreekWagyu.com.
Thomas Coffee, the official coffee for I in the Outdoors. CFM, Conservation Federation of Missouri, at confedmo.org.
Z-Max, micro-lubricant for guns. Z-Max, made in America. RTP Outdoors, rtpoutdoors.com.
Thanks for joining us, and always be a positive role model for hunting, gun ownership, and conservation. We'll see you next time around the campfire. Be safe out there in the woods and on the water. Say goodbye, Peanut.
Defend her still today, but there ain't no doubt. I-